Welcome back. Wow. I feel like I need to like take a breather after that. Jeez. Serious thanks to Dan Schaefer for, you know, having a lot of courage to say what I think needs to be said too. And it's definitely not the easy thing to step up and say something that might not be super fun to say. We're going to use that segue here on the Rational Revolution to say some other things that people might not want to hear, but they do need to be said. I want to talk about a challenge that kind of cuts to the very core of our democracy. And it is the challenge of how we respond to protest, civil unrest, and most importantly, violence. It is a topic that I think demands moral clarity, even when it's politically inconvenient. And I believe that it is a moment right now for Democrats, not just as a political party, but people who care about truth, justice, and our democratic institutions. We have to take the high road. And let me start by stating this plainly and unequivocally. Violence has no place in a democratic society. None. Violence has no place in a democratic society. Whether it's throwing a brick through a window, setting a car on fire, or a mob storming the Capitol chanting about hanging the vice president, violence undermines the very freedom that the protest is meant to protect. And we must never be afraid to say that. And we must never hesitate to condemn violence, even when it emerges from people who may otherwise share our political views. That is what it means to have principles. That is what it means to be a leader. We all say this. We say this all the time on this show. This is not about left versus right. This is about right versus wrong. Yes, there are deep and legitimate reasons why people take to the streets. Protests are often born of pain, injustice, inequality. They're born of voices that have gone unheard for way too long. The right to peacefully protest is a cornerstone of our democracy. It is. It's not only something that is clearly legal, but it is essential. From the Boston Tea Party to the March on Washington, protests have been the way Americans have bent the arc of history towards justice. Period. But when that protest turns violent, we do lose that moral high ground. The cause becomes blurred by the chaos, and so we as Democrats must be clear-eyed. We must be willing to say, no, we do not condone burning of buildings and cars. No, we do not excuse looting. We do not rationalize violence, not because we want to appease anyone, but because we believe in something better. We believe that justice and the law are not mutually exclusive. But I do also want to address something else. We have to talk about the rank hypocrisy that we are seeing from people on the other side of the aisle. When protests erupted in cities like Minneapolis or Ferguson in the wake of George Floyd's murder in the summer of 2020, protests rooted in the centuries-old fight against racial injustice, all of those protests, Republicans were so quick to moralize that. They almost immediately clutched their pearls and pointed to, oh, the broken windows, the burned cars, the spray-painted statues. That was proof that the Democrats have completely lost control. They called those communities war zones. They called the protesters thugs and terrorists. And Fox News ran that looped footage for weeks. Those demonstrations, most of them peaceful, that captured the nation during that summer, were rooted in righting the systematic injustice that has hung around our country's neck as our original sin for generations. Those reasons, those very valid deep wounds in our society, were completely ignored by the right as they used that very moment to politicize the fight for justice and equality. But then, on January 6, 2021, when a violent mob fueled by lies about a stolen election that were incited by the former president and current president stormed the U.S. Capitol, we heard something completely different. That demonstration, which was a direct attack on the very fundamental pillars of our democracy, was rooted in lies, hatred, and evil. And where is the same outrage then? Where was the wall-to-wall news cycles and harsh condemnations? Where was the moral clarity? Instead, we got excuses. We heard that they were patriots. They were simply expressing frustration, or it was a tourist visit. Let's not forget, oh, by the way, they erected gallows. They broke into the people's house with zip ties and bear spray. They beat police officers with flagpoles. They searched for the vice president of the United States, saying out loud they wanted to hang him. And many Republicans said, wait for it, nothing. Some even defended it. The protesters, they received presidential pardons. That is not just hypocrisy. It is cowardice. It is complicity. Now, I'm not saying one form of violence justifies another. That's not the point. The point is, if we're going to be a nation of laws, values, and of truth, we cannot be selective about when those laws apply and when those voices matter. We don't get to pick and choose our outrage based on political convenience. And even now, when our protests are incredibly justified, Democrats must not fall into that trap. We must take the high road even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. Because when we speak out against violence, whether it comes from a protester in the street or a rioter in the Capitol, we are not weakening our cause, we are strengthening it. We believe in change, not at the barrel of a gun. We believe in progress, not by smashing windows. We believe in democracy, and democracy means working within the system even when it is slow, flawed, or frustrating. It means protecting institutions and not attacking them. We got to take the high road. Take the high road. Happy Father's Day to you, one and all. I love you guys. Download the show on the Civic Media app. I'm Mark Becker for The Rational Revolution. We'll see you.